Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
A lot of you are suggesting things like this, but Bertrand and I have traveled a little bit overseas, and some of you said, what about the United States? So is it Mount Rushmore, or is it someplace in Tennessee? Tell me that place that you've been that you've enjoyed the most or that you'd like to go the most, but in the continental 48 states. Let's do that, too. And by the way, SteveBertrandTravel.com.
Right.
To travel with Dave Ennett to Ireland.
Scotland in June. Yeah, we've still got some spots. You can look at the website, SteveBertrandTravel.com, or call me, 847-606-6065.
By the way, our friend Sue Kelly does travel and talks about that on WGN Radio sometimes, too. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good morning, John. How are you? Happy National Plan Your Vacation Day.
I think I know the answer to the question for you. The best thing you've done on a trip, or the one thing you still want to do the most, but answer that for me first. What's the best thing you've done on a trip yourself?
I think it was the safari in Africa, and it might not be for everyone, and it sounds kind of gross, but we were there right after two cheetahs, the brothers, had a kill, and we watched them do their thing, and then we watched how nature progresses. And the buzzards were in the tree, and the jackals were here, and the wild dogs were back there, and everybody kind of waited their turn. It was fascinating.
Hmm. Was this the time that you went up in the balloon and watched stuff?
Yes. So that was part of that trip where we did sunrise over the Masai Mara in the balloons, up and away at sunrise. It was an incredible trip, and I would do it. I would do the whole thing again tomorrow.
Huh. Because as much as I like to travel, I like a little luxury around me, and that sounds kind of scaled back.
You know, it's really not. Today, you know, we talk about, we see glamping in, you know, the Pacific Northwest, but I really think that began in these incredible tented camps throughout Africa. I mean, there's basics, sure, but our tent that we stayed in had a couple of walls. It had, you know, running hot water and a beautiful bathroom. So it's not like your Boy Scout and your Girl Scout camp.
Yeah. Last question about that. If I do that, the tented camps, mm-hmm. in Africa, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. how's the food and beverage?
Excellent. They have great beer throughout Africa. We had wonderful beer. We had wonderful South African wines. And the food was excellent. I mean, it really and truly was, because that's part of this. They're cooking for you every night, and you choose off of a menu. It's incredible. And the largest prawns I've ever seen, bar none.
Okay. All right, let's do this. I'm going to pause.
Okay.
Come back and answer the question for me. Five hot destination spots. And help me out on this too, Sue. I know that you are with Kelly Cruises and Travel, so you guys are more overseas, but let's just highlight some places in the U.S. of A that folks might want to travel to as well. I'm getting some texts about that as well. 312-981-7200. Right now we're talking about the travel planning that a lot of folks are doing this time of year. It's Travel Planning Day, which is just a made-up holiday. But it does get you thinking about some of these trips. John, parasailing off the Alps, Murin, Switzerland. I hope you do that.
When we were in Switzerland, they were doing that. It's just amazing. They're coming over your head.
Oh, man.
Just, I mean, dozens. It's like a constant stream of these parasailers.
Really?
Beautiful.
Mount Vernon, rich in history. And we did Monticello, and we're happy for every minute of it. This is funny, though. 630. A perfect vacation is where I can experience nature without looking at the phone for work emails. Disney World is one of the most stressful experiences of my life. With so much planning, even without the kids. I know people who go to Disney dozens and dozens of times. They've been there hundreds of times. They just can't have more fun than they have at Disney World. And for other people, it just looks like lines and a to-do list with your phone in your pocket. Sue Kelly jumped into the conversation with us here. With Kelly, what is it? Kelly Cruises and Travels, or Travels and Cruises? What's the name of your shop?
Kelly Cruises and Tours.
Kelly Cruises and Tours. I should know, having traveled with you for, gosh, how many years now, Sue?
It has been 14 years, almost 15. Yeah. Almost 15 years.
So that's about 13 trips Brenda and I have done with you all?
Yes. Exactly.
And our next trip is going to be in October when we go from Istanbul to Venice for, I think, 8 nights on a cruise, right?
We're nine nights on the brand new Regent Seven Seas Splendor.
Yeah.
October 14th. I'm actually going down next month, John, to see the christening ceremonies and sail on the Splendor so I can get a little sneak peek for us.
Well, this boat has literally not been in the water yet. This will be brand spanking new.
Right. New car smell for sure. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 real fast. Your favorite, the hot spots. What are the hot destinations, top five?
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with, you had mentioned domestic, and I had one on my list, especially for all those parents out there that haven't thought about spring break yet. Destin, Florida, it's always been there. It's always been a great destination, but they have really upped their game. There's always been affordable options and things, but they have far more upscale options and condos and homes. You get the beautiful Gulf, the beautiful Gulf beaches that we all know and love, but maybe without the price tag or the drive of Naples and Fort Myers, etc. It's a 14-hour drive from Chicago. So for those, that are piling the kids in the minivan, this is a doable spring break. So I just thought I would start with that one for something.
And that's Destin, Florida?
Destin, Florida. So it's kind of between the Gulf Shores and Panama City.
D-E-S-T-I-N, isn't Destiny.
Yes.
Destin,
mm-hmm.
Florida.
Destin, Florida.
Got it.
Okay, now I'm going to come back, but I'm not going to stay in the lower 48. I'm going to go up to Alaska. And we all know Alaska is a beautiful, incredible destination. I think you've had a lot of commercials running recently.
Yeah, we have.
And here's kind of the thing. So sometimes we capitalize on a destination for different reasons. And with Alaska, this is the year to go. Because there's a lot of ships in Alaska right now, which means for the consumer that the cruise lines have all, in order to be competitive, we are seeing more perks and inclusions and shipboard credits and shore excursions. Our friends at Regent are even throwing in first class air. So it's a year to capitalize on the value of this incredible destination. It really is the last frontier, and it should be on everyone's bucket list, I think. So that's my second one. My third one would be Egypt. And again, this is another destination that's a huge bucket list item. And here with Egypt, it's a timing issue. Some destinations just, that's the way it goes. Right now, Egypt is a green light, and people are going, and they are booking early. You have to book early. It's sold out. It's incredible how Egypt is selling out, but who wouldn't want to see 5,000 years of history and, the pyramids? So that destination is red hot. There's just, for those that have any interest in UNESCO World Heritage Sites, really kind of, it covers so many different things. So Egypt, I would really say, is at the top of the list as well. My fourth one, I would pick river cruises. Now, river cruises have been around a long time, and we all know about the Danube, and I think we've done that one, haven't we, John?
I loved it.
It is. It's amazing. But we all thank our friends over at Viking. They have opened everyone's eyes to what river cruising is. But there are more new destinations. There are more itineraries. So it's not just the Danube or the Rhine anymore. There's South Africa to, Chobe National Park in Botswana. You can do river cruising in Cambodia and Vietnam down the Mekong. And really the biggest, hottest one right now is Portugal, the Douro River in Portugal. It's amazing. Sailings are booked, through the summer. We're really in fall dates at this point for the Douro. And frankly, Portugal as a destination is really, really popular. It's a great value And there's so much to see and do there. So
I was surprised the times we've been on the riverboats, how luxurious they are. The rooms aren't as big as on a cruise ship, but they're,
right.
they're big enough. And the dining and the beverage.
It's amazing.
And just the accommodations. It's just so, it's amazing what they can do on a riverboat, but it's
right.
it's no compromise. It's fantastic.
And we saw those boats on the Douro in Portugal in just, I think it was October, just beautiful.
Really?
I mean, Portugal is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes. And our, you know, those cruise lines that people have probably never heard of, like AMA or Uniworld, Crystal and Scenic, they are upping their game. And the river cruising, you know, from 15 years ago, as you know, John, it's just, that's not what it is anymore. It's really great service, beautiful, you know, beautiful ships, fantastic dining, pretty all inclusive for the most part.
Yeah.
So. That one continues to blossom.
So we asked Sue Kelly. I'm glad Steve's chiming in here because I don't know people who know more about travel than the two of them. Destin, Florida. We just asked Sue to give us five great destinations. Destin, Florida, Alaska, Egypt. How about that? River cruises. What's number one for you, Sue? What are you thinking about?
Okay, my drum roll. Coming back to Greece, John. Greece is everywhere.
No, Greece
really
isn't Greece.
Well, it's not just Athens anymore. Although if you're going to Athens, you have to go to the New Acropolis Museum. It's unbelievable. You walk in over these plexiglass and you're looking down on ruins. And that's how you walk into the building. It's with the shadow, with the Acropolis right behind you. It's just amazing. But it's not just Athens. You know, there's always going to be Santorini, which is perhaps one of the most romantic places on Earth, and Mykonos for the nightlife. But we're seeing these smaller islands like Naxos. Naxos is a foodie hotspot. The island has, you know, they have great agriculture, and so they have kind of created their own food culture, and people are flocking there. And to Crete. Crete is another one, a little slower paced, very authentic. And we're seeing there, mark my words, you're going to hear this over the next few years, this slow travel movement where people are starting to want to slow it down. They want a real authentic experience and culture and local people.
Oh, I like the sound of that, the slow travel movement. I have,
mark my words, you're going to hear about it.
I traveled with people, and if we come into a town, we'll meet them at lunch, and we'll say, what did you do? And they say, and they'll click off like seven things they did. And I'm happy for them because they're very energetic and they like going to these places and see that, do that, boom, 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 boom. And then there's some of us who think I spent the morning at a cafe just having a cup of coffee. I'm somewhere in between. When I'm doing the one, I think I should be doing the other. And if I'm not doing enough, then, you know, I feel like I'm wasting this opportunity. So it's kind of hard to know how to spend your time. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, there, the whole thing behind that movement is really that let's stay in Crete for 5 days and let's slow it down. Let's not have such an impact on, you know, on how, you know, how, you know, we don't want to trample a town is really kind of what it comes down to.
Right.
But how can we really understand the culture and the local people? And that's by slowing it down and really kind of diving in a little bit deeper. And that's what slow travel is all about. It's maybe trying to remove some of that that footprint and being responsible good travelers.
Yeah. I want to just read some text. John, I love spending time on the North Shore of Minnesota, the city of Duluth with its tall hills. Work your legs, your calves. what a workout. But spending time there was relaxing on the shores of Lake Superior. I've done that, and I agree. But a lot of you are just commenting on the obvious. And that's good. The Grand Canyon, the Tetons, Rocky Mountain National Forest, the Outer Banks of North Carolina, where Blackbeard the Pirate was captured. I think that's a terrific location, and that's a day's drive away, and that won't break the bank. A 10-day raft trip through the Grand Canyon on the Colorado, John. Our favorite place, another texter said, is Gettysburg and other Civil War battlefields. Just some suggestions. And one last note as I close with Sue Kelly from Kelly Cruises, and that is I'm leading a trip with 20-plus listeners, maybe 30 now. Brenda's coming along, too, of course. We're going to be starting in Istanbul and going through Santorini. Are we on Athens in this trip?
We are.
Ephesus,
so we're
Dubrovnik.
Santorini, Catacalan, Corfu, and then we're going up, and I didn't get a chance because we only did five, but I would say that Kotor and Dubrovnik in the Dalmatian coast, hugely popular.
Yeah,
and then we're overnighting in Venice, which is, you know,
it's Venice.
It's Venice. It's an incredible destination.
KellyCruises.com to travel with us. It's nice to talk to you. Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, John. Take care.
That's
bye-bye.
KellyCruises.com and also SteveBertrandTravel.com if you travel with Steve, or maybe you just do it on your own.